Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, September 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Israel launched another major attack on Hezbollah today with a strike in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. An official familiar with the matter said that a senior member of the militant group had been targeted. The outcome of the strike wasn't immediately clear, but if successful, the attack would be a significant blow and represent another huge security failure for a group already struggling to recover from a week of airstrikes across southern Lebanon and covert attacks that caused electronic devices carried by thousands of the militant group's members to explode virtually simultaneously. A deal between Constellation Energy and Microsoft will restart Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island, the site of America's worst nuclear accident in 1979, to help power the tech giant's growing artificial intelligence ambitions. Under the agreement, Constellation would revive the plant's undamaged reactor, which was too costly to run and closed in 2019, and sell the power to Microsoft. The plan is indicative of the enormous amount of power needed for data centers for AI. And Nokia says a German court has ruled that Amazon is using its patented technology without a license. The legal action related to Amazon Prime Video and Amazon's streaming devices, which the Finnish telecommunications vendor said infringed a mix of its multimedia patents. An Amazon spokesperson said the company disagreed with the court's decision, but noted the ruling won't affect existing customers, and a wide selection of Fire TV devices would continue to be available on Amazon. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.